It's another edition of the Golden Blue Nation podcast. We're brought to you, as always, by Elite Roofing and Construction. Roof with the best or leak with the rest. I'm Nick Farrell, and while we've been really honed in on baseball with our weekly series recap podcast, which you can find every Sunday, by the way, we'd like to put a quick bow on wrestling season. And it was a historic one for the Mountaineers. And so, to recap the season, let's bring in our very own Ryan Decker, who caught up with a couple of history makers for the Mountaineer wrestling program this week.
Yeah, two big gets, I think, as we like to say on this program, right?
That's exactly how we say it.
Two big gets. Peyton Hall, a senior who is going to be wrapping up his career with WVU. He's got an announcement about that at the end of our conversation, but caught up with him last week to talk about his success at the NCAA championships last month in Kansas City. And then also Ty Waters, a freshman from Pennsylvania, who those two have a relationship dating back 10 years or close to it, and his success very early on in his career at the collegiate level. Both these guys uberly successful in the high school ranks and enjoying a lot of that success here in the college level as well.
Waters, a freshman, placed fourth at Nationals last month in Kansas City, the first top four finish for a Mountaineer wrestler in decades. Yeah. Meanwhile, Hall, a native of the Northern Panhandle, has been terrific for WVU. He was an All-American after finishing seventh at Nationals in his weight class. That's the teaser of all teasers right there, though, Deck, that we have an announcement from Hall, some exclusivity on the yes. Golden Blue Nation podcast.
Yes, big time exclusivity. And the interesting thing about Hall is there's a bit of an overlap here, I guess. So Hall, a two-time All-American, the first two-time All-American at WVU in the wrestling program since Killian Cardinale. Killian Cardinale, he gets mentioned very organically by Ty Waters in our conversation later on in the podcast. So a bit of an overlap here with these two guys.
Yeah, while sports are a small world, I can imagine it's definitely so with wrestling. So why don't we get into it? Deck spoke with both Hall and Waters this week, and you'll hear those conversations now, starting with the big man Hall first, right after this short break on the Golden Blue Nation podcast.
Elite Roofing and Construction is West Virginia's and the region's top reliable roofing professionals. Elite Roofing LLC specializes in residential and commercial roofing services and is dedicated to providing customer service that is second to none. Whether you have a new construction project or need to replace an old or damaged roof, Elite Roofing offers roofing repair and replacement services with free estimates. We also work with a variety of roofing types, including metal, shingle, tile, and rubber roofing. All of our work is completed by trained and certified roofing specialists. We never use subcontractors to complete any of our work. We work with insurance and financing is available. Elite Roofing and Construction, roof with the best or leak with the rest.
Making his Golden Blue Nation podcast debut at 165 pounds from Chester, West Virginia, he once defeated his own teammate in a state title match, and he's a Big 12 champion for life, the pride of Oak Glen High School, Peyton Hall. Welcome to the Golden Blue Nation podcast. How are you doing, Peyton?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So another great year for you on the mats. Obviously, you just finished up the NCAA tournaments there last week in Kansas City is where that was this year. Finishing the regular season 24-5, 10 tech falls, 7 pins for you this year in your senior year, your fourth year with the program. Then you finish fourth at the Big 12s in Tulsa, seventh in the NCAAs in Kansas City to earn All-American status. Peyton, I'm curious, what were your goals coming into this season, and did you meet or exceed those goals this year?
My goal coming into this season was to take each match just one at a time and just to get better throughout the course of the season. Last season, I put a lot of pressure on myself and was a little too worried about achieving my goals instead of just focusing on the performance aspect. So this year it was more of a, as long as I put my best effort out there, I'm happy with it. And I believe that when I wrestle my best match, that will take care of my goals and I end up on the podium again. And then hopefully next year I end up winning a national title.
So you talk about your changes between last year and this year. I know I was speaking with Tim Flynn earlier this season, and when I asked him about you specifically, two things to him stood out. He said that, one, you're just better than you can imagine, I think, physically and just skill-wise. He said you're better than you can really imagine you are. And then, two, your preparation this year was the best that it's been in your college career. So it sounds like you saw those things as well coming into the season.
Yeah, so I really believe in putting in the extra work and relying on your training. So if I didn't feel like that before, I definitely felt like I could really fall back on my training. And I knew going into the national championship, like I talked to my dad leading up to it, and I told him, I said, you know, I'm not really worried about the outcome of this because I know that I've done everything that I could. So regardless of what happens, I know that I put the work in. I've lived the lifestyle that I feel kind of shows what I want to do. So I would have been happy with whatever outcome. Obviously, I'm very blessed I ended up on the podium, and it's nice, but I'm definitely more proud of the changes I've made in my training and my lifestyle and the discipline that I showed this year. So I'm happy about that.
Well, the changes definitely worked. You are now a two-time All-American here at WVU, just the 9th person in program history to accomplish that feat. And you're the only Mountaineer to be an All-American at your weight class of 165. What does that mean to you to accomplish those things?
It's awesome to be a part of being only the 9th. That's awesome to be a part of a group of elite guys like that. And I think it just shows what our program's doing here. The people that we have on staff, the coaching, the everybody, we got Kyle Brackey, everybody up at the Academic Center, just it's a team effort. We have so many people that are just there for us and everything that we need. So it's kind of hard not to really want to achieve your goals, especially whenever it's not just for yourself, it's for a greater good.
Kind of on that notion, it seems like from the outside of things, Coach Flynn has this program in a really good spot right now, probably better than where it was when you first came in here in 2020. Talk about the progression of this program and where it is now compared to where it was maybe when you were getting recruited as a high schooler.
It's light years ahead of where I was at whenever I first got here. So it's I've known Coach Flynn for a long time, going to the Edinburgh camps when I was in high school. And I had trust in that coaching staff before I got here. And that played a big part in my decision coming here. So seeing the way it's unfolded is awesome. But whenever I first got here, we kind of were looked down on. Like the wrestling team is not held in high regards on campus, not just athletically, but just the way that people talked about us off the mat. So I think that's definitely changing a lot. The culture here is definitely starting to shift in the right direction. And we have a really good team chemistry. Everybody on the team gets along well. We have a great relationship with our coaches. So it's just, it's a lot more fun. I have a lot of fun going on the trips and just, yeah.
So when you get here then and you kind of realize that maybe the wrestling program isn't the most popular on campus, how do you go about helping change that? Because obviously you've been a big part in helping get this program to where it is now. How has that happened over time?
I mean, just by being, visible and like obviously competing, just doing the best I can and getting eyes on the program, and then they see you having success and then they notice you're not one of the ones out doing all of the stuff that's shining a bad light, and then that becomes contagious where people start seeing what you're doing and then seeing the success you're having, and then one other person starts doing it and then they see them having success, and it's just it's a domino effect. And a lot of the guys on our team are really, really buying in and are pretty serious about what we're doing here. So,
well, one of the kids who is definitely bought in, definitely really serious, Ty Waters, your fellow All-American this year with you at WVU. Tell me about this kid. I mean, a true freshman who comes in as a Big 12 champion, an All-American right off the bat. He seems obviously very talented and very, I'd say, confident as well. Tell me about Ty Waters a little bit.
Ty is the exact same kid that I've known. Like, he's the same way he's been forever. I've known him. I've grown up with him wrestling on the same team when we were in club when we were little kids. And he's still got that same competitive aspect. He's the type of kid that we always laugh at him. We'll walk past some wrestler or something at a tournament, and it's like someone who's 65 years old, but everyone's like, oh, he was an Olympic champion. He's this. And Ty's like, I think I could beat him. Like, I could beat that guy up. And it's just like, why do you even say that? But it's just, that's how his brain works. He's a competitive kid and very talented. So he's a great person to have on your team.
So you guys obviously have a relationship. I think he referred to you as his little brother or little cousin in this thing he did with ESPN at the Big 12. So, like, does that come from something? Is there a backstory there?
No. We were so I did my interview first for the ESPN thing, and after she shut the camera off, we were, like, saying who our families were, and I was like, oh, yeah, my little brother, Ty, just, like, messing around with him, and then he actually said it on air, and then I ended up not making the Big 12 finals, so no one even saw mine anyways. So yeah, I got a lot of crap for that.
So you're gonna have to get him back at, you know, the next time, I guess this time next year when you guys are at Big 12s or something like that. You're just gonna have to make sure. Yeah,
oh, come on, I'll have to say something crazy.
So speaking of the Big 12s and speaking of Ty, he told me after he won the Big 12 title that you were the one to kind of work him out leading up to that match. How does that kind of come about? Give us the in and outs there of why he picked someone who's got 15, 20 pounds on him to work him out ahead of that match.
I think that, well, one, we have a similar wrestling style. So it's, we kind of go good together. It's fun to wrestle, but, I think I'd been there before. I'd been in the finals before, and I have a routine down, and I just think that maybe he trusted that I was able to get him ready for it, and I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he could have done it on his own. He could have done it with anybody else, and it would have been fine, but I just happened to be the person he grabbed hold of, so...
And probably, I'm assuming, a lot of mutual respect there between you two guys. Obviously, you all know each other and you can kid around, but, like, he sees that you are a Big 12 champion, and you've been in that match before, as you said.
I have no respect for Ty. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I think so. I felt like I definitely said a lot to the coaches when he was coming up through high school. Like, hey, we keep an eye on this guy. Like, I've known him for wow, he's a good wrestler. And then when he got here, I felt like me and him kind of were pretty close, and I could really tell that he was trying to learn how to be a successful college wrestler, and just the way he lives his lifestyle, and you can tell that his actions really reflect his goals. So there's a ton of mutual respect there, unspoken, but yeah.
We've got Peyton Hall here with us on the Golden Blue Nation podcast. Peyton, part of the WVU wrestling program that had one of its best seasons in recent history this year. Peyton, you're a West Virginia guy. You're from Chester, West Virginia. So I want to do a little Northern Panhandle rapid fire here with you. Just first thing that comes to mind when I ask you these things, all right? So favorite spot to go to back home?
Ooh. Home.
Just home?
Yeah.
Gotcha. How many times have you had your picture taken in front of the world's largest teapot?
A couple, about four or five.
Have you ever had a hot dog out of the teapot or from the teapot there on Teapot Day?
No, they quit doing that before I was old enough to go down.
Okay, gotcha. You're at Connie's Corner there in Chester. What do you order?
Just classic breakfast, just eggs, toast, bacon.
Does that order change throughout the day, or, like, is that a pretty good staple for you there?
They got pretty good BLTs as well.
Favorite OGHS memory?
Oh, that was going to take a second. I got a bunch. I'll go with the easy one. I'll just say my fourth state title, but I'm sure there's some better ones in there.
So that leads me into my next one. Of your four high school wrestling state titles, which one do you have displayed somewhere? Is it that one?
So I have all of my state titles hanging on the wall in my room back home. My mom kind of took all of my trophies out of the one room because she wanted to use it for something else. So she put all my trophies into my room and hung them all over the wall. So I have a bit of a shrine going on in my room upstairs. But
and then last one here for you. When you go back home, what's the one home-cooked meal that you have to have when you're back there?
My dad makes pretty good steak. Recently, they've been making seafood boils whenever I go back home, so that's pretty cool too.
That good Northern Panhandle seafood, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, wrapping up here with you, Peyton. I want to leave you with this. You're coming back for your fifth season next year. How soon do you start training for next year, and then do you already have a goal that's kind of in your psyche for what you're training for to accomplish next year in your final year here at WVU?
Yeah, so I start training Monday. We get the 1 week completely off, and then right back to it. And I'm going to take next year the exact same way I did this year. Just focus on my training, focus on the next match, little adjustments, and just having fun wrestling. It's a game at the end of the day. And if I lose a match, I'm not going to die. So it's just kind of enjoying it because it's coming to an end soon. Whether I decide to wrestle freestyle when I'm done, which I might. But my goal is just to continue getting better and finish as high as I can on the podium. Set a good example for the new guys coming in and the guys that are already here. And just to overall improve West Virginia wrestling.
Well, Peyton, we appreciate the time. And definitely keep Ty Waters in his place, all right? I mean, you're still the big brother here.
I got him, yeah.
All right, Peyton, appreciate the time. That's Peyton Hall here, WVU wrestler for the Mountaineers. And he's coming back for his fifth season. Make sure to stay with us on the Golden Blue Nation podcast.
Despite the ill-fated efforts of President Biden and his wealthy New York friends, West Virginia coal is thriving and being shipped to 45 countries worldwide. Given its high quality and clean-burning properties, countries across the globe are demanding and consuming it, and in-state production continues to grow. With billions of dollars of recent investment in West Virginia mining operations, combined with the reliability of our coal-fired electric manufacturing facilities, West Virginia coal is here to stay. No other fuel in the world matches West Virginia coal for base load generation and steel making. Like a good friend, it's always been and always will be there, keeping the lights on and contributing greatly to our growing economy. In fact, coal continues to sustain 50,000 plus West Virginia jobs, putting food on the table for Mountain State families. Visit friendsofcoal.org to learn more. A message from the Friends of Coal.
Now making his Gold and Blue Nation podcast debut, checking in at 149 pounds from Imperial, Pennsylvania. He was a perfect 39-0 as a high school senior and a two-time Pennsylvania state champion, but more recently became just the third freshman All-American in WV wrestling history. He is Ty Waters. Welcome to the Gold and Blue Nation podcast. How's it going, Ty?
It's going real good. How are you?
Doing all right. So I know we're a little over a week removed from the NCAAs there in Kansas City, but has it sunk in yet that you did what you did in the month of March, winning a Big 12 championship and then becoming an All-American in your true freshman season? Has it sunk in yet?
Yeah. I think it was real exciting, and I'm, super grateful to have done it, but I think it's, over now, and I'm just focused on, the next thing now.
So they happen differently. You accomplish those two feats differently. But now that you're able to look back at it and kind of look back at those recent accomplishments, is one maybe more meaningful than the other, the Big 12 championship or earning those All-American honors? Is one of those maybe a little bit more meaningful to you?
I think Big 12 really was big for my confidence and, making me believe in myself. But at Big 12s, I really didn't want to wrestle these two dudes who I had lost to. And I actually didn't end up wrestling them. But then I wrestled them both at Nationals, and I beat both of them, two dudes who had beat me before. So that really helped also for, my confidence and just letting me know, I'm improving as the season goes on.
Those losses to those two guys earlier in the season, how much of a motivating factor is that for you once you get to Nationals and you see that, you can potentially match up with those guys again, and then you ultimately do match up with those guys on the biggest stage?
When I saw I was matched up, I was kind of just oh, I'm going to take it the same match as before. And I knew I jumped levels, and my coaches had kind of installed in me that I worked really hard in the room, so I'm going to be elevating at a faster pace than most guys. So I just went out and I just tried my best and had fun, and the score took care of itself.
Kind of going back to my previous question of which one of those feats you were more excited about, Big 12 championship or All-American status, I should say. How about your parents? Which one of those were they more excited about maybe?
I would probably say All-American. When they were at both, and I knew they were real excited when I won Big 12s, but at Nationals, my girlfriend was there too, and she said that they were crying in the stands after All-American and stuff.
So when you hear that your parents are, tears of joy, obviously, but when you hear that, what does that mean to you that they've been with you throughout this whole process, you coming up as a high schooler, now your first steps here as a college athlete, But what does that mean to see and hear about their reaction, their emotions in that moment?
It makes me real happy because it feels like all those practices where I feel like I don't want to be there, I'm getting nothing done. Like, it makes it feel like those are really paying off and making those count. And I hope I can just do better next year and hopefully do the same thing.
So that is one thing I'm going to talk to you about. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But I'm curious, as far as this NCAA tournament went for you, you came in as the number 5 seed in your weight class. You end up finishing 4th in your weight class, so one better than your seed line there. What expectations did you have for you going into the NCAAs? And then did those expectations change at all once you kind of got your feet under you there at the NCAAs and you see how the competition's kind of going?
I mean, I'd never been there before, so I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I'd seen Peyton, how he'd done, and I got to like some tips from Killian, and he was just telling me like how the atmosphere is going to be and everything. And I didn't really have an expectation. I just wanted to get my first match out of the way. And after I got my first match out of the way, I was like, I felt real comfortable and a lot more relaxed. And I was like, I mean, now I'm just going to really go out and let it fly. And I mean, obviously, I was like, I'm winning this. But I think I had a lot of fun, and I wouldn't have wanted to go any other way.
You mentioned you talked to Killian Cardinale. How did you kind of get connected with him? And was he there in Kansas City with you guys?
He comes up to like practice a lot, and I talk to him a lot, just like social media and stuff. And I mean, he was obviously an amazing wrestler, and I look at his Instagram posts a lot. I think they helped me a lot. And one of his was about like, just like what to expect in nationals. And one thing was like, not to get caught up in other people's matches, because the crowd's always going wild. Like, there's a lot of adrenaline, like emotion and stuff. And I'd catch myself out on the floor, like jumping, cheering for someone. And I'm like, dang, I need to go back and sit down and chill out.
So then you have his Instagram post in the back of your mind. That's really interesting how he obviously is someone you didn't wrestle with, at least here at WVU. You've built a little bit of a connection with him, but you're on the biggest stage in your all sport, and you've got his Instagram post in the back of your mind. That's really interesting. So, I mean, how much truly did that help you in staying, I guess, focused while you're there in Kansas City?
Oh, it definitely helped a lot, because I like to stay up and move around and just, like, interact with people and stuff. And you kind of need all the energy you need there, because like day 2, day 3, guys start breaking down, and they like mentally, physically, everything just with their body. And I definitely had a lot of energy saved up and ready to go for those later matches. And I think Killian definitely helped me a lot. He's an awesome dude and an awesome wrestler.
This season as a whole, probably a little bit of a whirlwind for you, right? I mean, you come in as a first-time college athlete, your first semester or two in college, just school-wise. How do you feel like you adjusted to the collegiate level of the sport of wrestling? And then what was maybe the biggest challenge for you this year in your freshman season?
I think I was like pretty well prepared by my dad coming out of high school, because he was like real hard on me in that aspect, and I'm super grateful he was. I definitely couldn't have done it without him. He would have me like wrestling college guys when I was like a freshman and stuff, and he would have me always just wrestling around with those guys and like getting that type of exposure. And when I took that first step up, like it was definitely really hard, like with the practices and like just all the different guys and stuff, but he definitely helped with that. I think like the hardest thing I had to adjust to was like everyone's strength, because I'm not like a strength wrestler. I kind of have like finesse and stuff, and like I'm longer, and I kind of had to, stuff that would work in high school didn't really work in college, so I had to really tune some things up in my style and change some stuff. And I would kind of get like down on myself that I didn't think it was going to work, or I thought I was going to be a nobody. And then I would get in and I would work with Port and Flynn and all the coaches, and they would adjust everything, and they would make it all work out.
You know, it's crazy you say that you can get down on yourself like that, and then you still have the results that you had this year. I mean, during the regular season alone, you won 21 of your 25 matches. You led West Virginia with 10 pins, and you had a winning record against ranked opponents in your first season at this level. I had here written down in my question, I'm sure you never doubted your abilities, but it sounds like maybe not doubt is the right word, but certainly you had to remind yourself at times that you do have the ability to wrestle this level. How do you go about mentally staying focused, staying prepared, when maybe some of that doubt does start to creep in a little bit in between matches or as you're gearing up for different events?
I definitely wouldn't call it doubt. It would be like, I'd have to like prove to myself. Like I would think in my head, if I was wrestling someone who's like real short and stocky, I'd be like, oh, I don't match up well against those guys. Like, I don't know how this match is going to go, blah, blah, blah. And I would have to like prove to myself that I'm better than this guy and like I can win and all this stuff. And like, I would always end up doing it, but there would just always be those thoughts in my head. And Coach Port, he would always tell me, like, when I'd be nervous about a guy, he'd always be like, oh, well, I mean, if your goal is the All-American in March, this guy should not be a problem for you. And then I would kind of think in that perspective, and I'd be like, that is true. Like, if me and this dude wrestled at Nationals, I'm 100% beating him. So I would have, like, a whole new perspective, and it would help me a lot.
You mentioned earlier that your dad had you as a high schooler wrestling against college-level athletes, college-level wrestlers. That kind of leads me into asking you about your boy Peyton Hall. I know you guys go way back a little bit, even though he is older than you. You guys do go way back. Talk to me about how you all kind of got synced up, and give me your first impression of Peyton Hall.
I mean, we went to the same club when I was like 8, and he would have been like 10 or 11. And we wrestled on a lot of dual teams together. Like that was kind of my guy. And as he got into like 11th, 12th grade, he didn't have many partners at my club because they all went off to college. So he went over to Quest, and he's always just been insanely talented. Like he works so hard. Me and him wrestle a lot alike, and that's kind of the reason why I chose WVU, because we wrestle a lot alike, and I saw that they were really getting him to jump levels, and they got him to All-American, so I was like, I mean, if they can get that style, because it's a hard style to coach, so I was like, if they can get that style working, then I definitely want to be there.
So you mentioned your style of wrestling. I think earlier you called it more of a finesse style instead of a power style. If you can, just describe to people at home who maybe aren't as familiar with wrestling what the difference, the big differences are between more of a finesse style wrestler like yourself, kind of like Peyton, and then the power wrestlers like a Michael Wolfgram and some of these guys who can just really throw their weight around a little bit.
I mean, I would say like the strength power would be more like a brute and like kind of taking what you want and using force and stuff. And like me and Peyton styles would kind of be more like slick stuff, like doing kind of like goofier moves and like stuff that is, you don't really got to pick the person up off the mat and take them off their feet. Like it's going to be something real simple and slick and like just good technique.
Have you competitively wrestled against Peyton before? And if not Peyton, any of your other WVU teammates?
Like in a real match?
Yeah.
I don't think so, no. I mean, in the room we all wrestle, but no, never in like an actual...
So if you guys did wrestle, you and Peyton, regulation style match, who wins that one?
I mean, he would most likely beat me, but I would like to say if we wrestled 10 times, I'm catching him and pinning him in at least 3 of them.
So maybe he's winning overall, but you're going to get more pins then. Can we say that?
Yes, and he's not going to want to wrestle me anymore because I'm going to be making it hard on him.
He probably doesn't go against many guys who are as maybe like kind of as squirrely as you are and kind of get away from him as easily as you might be able to, right?
We'll like always get in scrambles, and then I usually when I wrestle, I'll get in scrambles and I'll catch people on their back. But every time we scramble, he usually catches me on my back.
That's good stuff. And hey, by the way, he did want me to let you know that he's going to get you back for that little brother comment you made to ESPN that actually aired. And he said his didn't get to air. So he said he's going to get you back for that.
I highly doubt that.
We've got Ty Waters here on the Golden Blue Nation podcast. Ty, kind of wrapping up with you here. You know, obviously you're in the off season now, but you're going to be here soon, I'm imagining, trying to build up to next season. What's next for you? How do you build off this season that you just had and build up to what you hope to accomplish coming up next year as a sophomore?
Doing all the right things, like staying consistent and making sure I'm staying consistent in the room and being in there every day of the week and making sure I'm getting that good workouts in and actually pushing myself while I'm working out and doing lifting, conditioning, wrestling, all those things necessary.
Do you think you'll stick at 149? Any chance you move up or down a weight class this offseason? I know that's somewhat dependent on what happens roster-wise with the team too, but what are your thoughts on that?
I think I'll be staying at 149.
Is that where you wrestled in high school? Is that a good weight for you?
I was 152 in high school, but yeah, it's not too hard to make.
Gotcha. You mentioned not being too hard to make that weight. So I do want to ask you, what's your go-to like cheat day meal?
Little Caesars Pizza.
Little Caesars Pizza. Okay. Now, why Little Caesars over any of the other pizza places in Morgantown or in the Morgantown area?
You want to cut and wait. I don't really want to be out long. I kind of just want to be in and out, and they have hot and readies, and they're kind of cheap. So it's just something real nice I can go and grab and then come back, chill, and eat it.
Okay, gotcha. You should work on an NIL deal with them or something.
I would love that.
If you did get an NIL deal with Little Caesars, are you trying to work in like free pies there, like free pizzas, or what are you trying to work into that maybe?
Free pizzas and Dr. Pepper.
Okay, Dr. Pepper, that's a good call. I like that call on the drink. Ty, last one here for you. This wrestling program you're a part of here at WVU, how good can it get? Because from the outside, it seems like Tim Flynn and the coaching staff has this program in a really good spot right now, especially from where it was before Tim and those guys got here, and maybe even where it was at the start of his tenure here. As you being in the program, where is this program at? Where can it go here in the near future now that you're a part of it?
I mean, I believe Tim Flynn's the GOAT, definitely in their top five greatest of all time coaches for college. He just finds a way to elevate every program, even when he did at Edinburgh. And even our next year's recruiting class is going to be really good. Now that kids are like seeing like what he can really do, and it's starting to show, I think it's going to show a lot next year. I think our recruiting classes are going to get a lot better. And then obviously that just elevates our team even more in the environment and just everything.
Ty Waters, he's going to try to keep away from Peyton Hall as long as he can this offseason, because he might have some payback coming to him. Ty, appreciate the time. Definitely best of luck and congratulations on all your success this year.
Thank you very much.
That's good stuff there from our Ryan Decker, speaking with freshman All-American Ty Waters for West Virginia here on the Golden Blue Nation podcast, brought to you as always by Elite Roofing and Construction. Roof with the best or leak with the rest. Deck, did you have fun with those conversations? What did you learn about both of those guys, Hall and Waters?
Yeah, a lot of fun with those guys. You know, Peyton Hall, a little bit more reserved of the two for sure, but love getting some of the animation out of him about what happened kind of behind the scenes there at the Big 12s. And certainly now that we know for sure he is coming back for his final season of eligibility to West Virginia, it's going to be great to see him coming back on the mats again next year. With Ty Waters, the thing that really stuck out, we knew his personality. I got a good taste of that after his Big 12 success in Oklahoma City. But the thing that really sticks out to me is the fact that before some of the biggest matches of his career, especially early in his career at the collegiate level, he's thinking about Killian Cardinale's Instagram page. That's amazing to me. That's something like that. And I guess that's where we are in sports and society a little bit. But a guy in Killian Cardinale, who obviously had success here, is still around the program in some respects. Still having an impact even digitally on this Mountaineer wrestling program. Kudos to him, and kudos to Ty Waters for being mature enough to have something like that in the back of his mind, something motivational in some respects in the back of his mind ahead of, again, some of the biggest matches of his career thus far.
And it's pretty clear that both of these guys have a great deal of respect for head wrestling coach Tim Flynn, yeah, who's been with WVU since 2018. He was a super successful coach at Edinburgh for about two decades, made the big jump to West Virginia, and had to navigate the COVID pandemic about a year or two into his stint. But West Virginia has really produced some outstanding finishers at the national tournament over the last few years.
And then if you paid attention to what Ty Waters said there at the very end, a big recruiting class, it sounds like, coming in this year and in the years to come, certainly with the example that's been set and being set by Hall and Waters and some of these other guys, Jordan Titus among them, and with Tim Flynn leading the way, a lot of success possibly to come here in the future for this wrestling program.
Big things happening this year for WVU wrestling, maybe more still to come in the future. Deck, that's good stuff. Thanks for all that. Those interviews with Hall and Waters, we appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Always great catching up with them, and especially a Chester, West Virginia native, another Oak Glen High School alum. We got a couple of those around here.
Yeah, shout out to who?
Angelica Trinone and right. The wife, Kylie Decker.
That's right. The Prides of Oak Glen. Yes. I've never heard anyone refer to someone as the Prides, plural, but there Prides. You have it. Okay, that's a wrap on this edition of the Golden Blue Nation podcast. We invite you to subscribe so that you can receive future episodes delivered right to your favorite smart device. We've got another episode coming your way this Sunday after the Mountaineers take on Kansas on the road. Big 12 play continuing for Randy Mazey's crew. By the way, a little bit of a teaser, Coach Mazey saying that there could be some good news on the injury front. We'll leave it at that.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that for now. Golden Blue Nation podcast is brought to you as always by Elite Roofing and Construction. Roof with the best or leak with the rest. He's Ryan Decker. I'm Nick Farrell. We're signing off. Catch you next time on the GBN Pod.